True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're jumping into our 7 o'clock hour here on the morning shift. It is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
So if I got a question for you. I was just looking through some things on my Twitter timeline. Have you ever dated a guy with a nose ring? Nose ring, is that a thing? That would be something? Because the guy, and I don't want to give away who I'm looking at on my Twitter timeline. I'll tell you in just a second. But dude's got so much swag. I'm like, what kind of amount of swag do I have to do to be able to wear like a nose ring stud? I don't think there is an amount for me.
I haven't, but I've dated all globally and all across everything. So dated someone with a facial, like, ponytail before.
Facial ponytail.
But okay. Not a nose ring.
So yeah, nose ring wouldn't be an issue.
The nose ring probably wouldn't be. Yeah, you know.
Was he an extra on Game of Thrones?
I could tell he had a good jawline. I knew he had a good jawline.
It was in there.
I knew it was there.
I can't believe you dated a guy with a ponytail for his beard.
For his chin. It was on his
YOLO.
Chin.
YOLO. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is I'm looking at this nose ring and I'm like, this guy's dating list. He's a celebrity.
Okay.
And this guy's dating list is like a freaking who's who of like just supermodels.
Who is
it? He's dated Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Kendall Jenner, and a little bit of everybody. He's got a nose ring.
Are you talking about Bad Bunny? I know he's dated Kendall Jenner.
Rita Ora.
I was guessing Bad Bunny too.
I know.
No, he's a race car driver.
He's a race car. Oh, what's his face?
Lewis Hamilton.
Tiny, yes.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yes.
Why does it see like this?
No, I just know. I was trying to remember.
So you wouldn't date Lewis Hamilton because of his height? Because
no,
I can tell you if he sits on his wallet, he's a lot taller.
I don't care about the cash.
I'm just saying, though.
So that doesn't really matter to me.
You can live abroad.
Later years, I think I already joked about it on the show. I miss my blessing with the old man in the scooter.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been open to that before.
But no,
he could be your old man on the scooter.
But not like, not. It's just tongue in cheek.
You got to put up with his British accent.
He's an attractive guy.
Yeah, I know he's got so much swag. That's my point. Like, he's got so, like,
it's
first
too,
of all, he talks with an accent.
Well,
he's like a six-time champion or something.
It's
kind of
easy
like that
to have swag when you've got like the most wins in Formula One history. I mean,
I don't think that's got anything to do with it.
I think it has a lot to do with it.
I think it has a lot to do with accent, the fact that he's successful, and he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, I think the fact that he's a complete badass on the track and he has no fear and he participates in literally probably one of the three dangerous sports in the world.
That
right
all
now.
Contributes to his aura.
Think about it. He had to have that attitude to get to where he is. So he had that before ever winning the championship.
Yeah, I think
that's,
but
it only adds to it. you have to have some sort of crazy belief in yourself and carry yourself differently to be able to drive a car at that speed.
I don't disagree with any of that. But I think once you get to a certain level, you can essentially wear or do whatever you want, like physical appearance, and people aren't going to question you because you're literally the great. Probably if you asked 10 Formula One riders like that cover the sport, they would probably say that the two greatest drivers of all time are Michael Schumacher and Lewis Hamilton. And when you reach that level, you can do essentially whatever you want. As far as how your appearance, I mean, we're not like the NASCAR equivalent is like, nobody's going to say anything to Richard Petty for wearing that big ass hat.
I understand.
No one should. You can wear whatever you want anytime. I know, but
you do it, it's considered like when you're that level, it's considered trendy and like you have swag and all these things. When you're like, a regular guy doing a 9-to-5, and you got that, you're looking like that. You're like, man,
why don't
you dress professional?
You can do what you want.
To your point, I do agree with you to the fact that once you get to a certain status and you got a certain aura about you that you can pull off other certain things and people won't necessarily bat an eyelash. But getting back to Mike's original point, you do have to have a certain look and a certain facial structure, I think, to be able to pull off a nose ring.
Here's the thing.
And make it look good.
I agree with Bo to an extent. But I will say this. If you're a good-looking dude, you can pull it off either way. You know what I mean? Like, good-looking dudes can pull off, like, this, all the weird fashion trends because, they have, like, a six-pack. It just is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, you can just pull it off.
But
there's been a lot of great athletes and race car drivers that didn't have the swag like that. I don't think Jimmy Johnson has swag.
Well, no, Jimmy Johnson is probably one of the most boring.
Exactly, that's my point.
But that doesn't mean that he's any different than Lewis Hamilton when he gets in a car. He's got no fear. He's got the confidence. He's got all those things, but. That's just not who he is. It's like, okay, if you saw Lenny Kravitz at an LA Fitness and he wasn't Lenny freaking Kravitz and he was doing crunches in leather pants, you'd be like,
musicians are a
little guy's
different.
A freaking weirdo. But because it's Lenny Kravitz, you're like, man, that guy's a badass. Look at him doing crunches in leather pants.
I would hope you wouldn't judge someone that wanted to come in.
Pants. All right, you know what? Don't start with the don't. Everybody judges everybody. Yeah. If you don't, then you're actually probably the worst offender of it.
Well, I'm not saying I don't judge, but I think I would see it and be like, you do you.
I know good and well if the three of us were in the gym and we saw some rando in leather pants and a nose ring doing ab crunches, we would all judge that person.
Do not grandstand with me right now. Don't tell me I'm grandstanding with you. I'm being honest. I'm like, maybe it looks weird at first, but it's not. I don't care. It's do you.
But I'm still going to laugh at him. I mean, because that's a natural human thing.
You think he would laugh at your camo hat or anything like that?
People wear camo hats all the time. There's very few people that do abs in leather pants.
Okay.
Well, sorry. I guess we go to different gyms. The LA Fitness, they don't have a lot of leather pants walking around.
Anyway, the nose ring thing.
You're the guy in flip-flops.
I'm not going to say, look, for me, I don't care what you do. Good looking's good looking, so I can support myself. That's where I stand.
You can pull it off. If you're that good looking, you can just pull off the nose ring. That and like the neck tattoo. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not a good-looking dude.
Tattoos are cool, too.
If you're not a good-looking dude, though, like, tattoos look weird. You know what I mean? You have to at least be a little bit a little bit in shape for that.
Do you think guys think about that before they get, like, I'm asking you, like, oh, man, like, I'm not good-looking enough to get a tattoo?
No. But I think that, like, where you get a tattoo is based off of that, yes. Okay. Like, I'm not going to go out and get, like, I'm not Zeno doing the gun show all the time, so I'm probably not going to get, like, an arm sleeve. You know what I mean? I'm not going to get the barbed wire around the bicep. You know what I mean? There's going to be guys that are like, I don't care. Like Jelly Roll or somebody that are like, I let it hang out. I get them all over my face.
Do what I want, yeah.
It would weigh on me. I don't have any tattoos, but it would weigh on me about, physically where I got it. It would have a lot to do with how proud I was to show off that spot on my body, yes.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. Let's get it back to some normal things with the Falcons and their newest member, Leonard Floyd. He had his introductory press conference, and he also joined our Andy and Randy on the Midday Show. He talked about his decision to come here.
Man, it was very fast. It was quicker than last year for me. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I knew the Falcons was ready to come and get me, I told my agent, yeah, let's go, man. Shoot, I'm a Georgia boy, and I grew up loving the Falcons. I also loving the Georgia Bulldogs. So it's only right that I seize the opportunity to put on that jersey and helmet if it's there, you know?
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Ooh. That's got to make you feel good.
Ooh. And I know that, you know, I know Georgia fans love the signing as well and wish he comes here via the first round. But nonetheless, he's a guy that, you know, anytime you hear of somebody excited to come here, right, as an Atlanta sports fan, period, when you hear somebody excited to come here, we talked about that with Miguel Almirón, didn't we? Like how it just seems like more times than not, it's not like people that are excited to be in Atlanta. And for whatever reason, there's reasons out there that we talk about all the time about, you know, some athletes having side pieces in town or whatever it may be. I love listening to that cut and him be like, man, had to. It's my hometown team. I'm ready to get back because, to a lot of people's point, there is a ton of athletic talent that even after their careers, maybe it never played for the Falcons, but after their careers settled down in Atlanta, I'd like for those guys to come here a little bit sooner. That's all.
Yeah, they all live in Buford. I swear, like every one of them lives in like that Gwinnett, Buford area.
I was thinking Roswell. A lot of them live in Roswell.
There's so many former NFL players in that Buford area. Because I got friends that live there, and it, like baseball players too. There's just a lot of athletes. That area has kind of become big. I like Leonard Floyd, and I was not a big fan of him on the field early in his career. I didn't think he was the same player in Chicago that he was at Georgia. And I don't think he was the same player in Chicago that he's been in the last, what, 5 or 6 years. He's been phenomenal at getting the quarterback on the ground the last, what, six, I would say since I think he went to the Rams he left Chicago in the during COVID. Yeah. So
the Chicago thing to me, it fits what we've talked about a dozen times on here. They're like, there's just some places you go that it is tough to succeed, I think, as football players in specific positions, but nonetheless, there are certain cities. That's why, you know, the news that we'll get into in a little bit about Russell Wilson and all that stuff, I'm like, I don't love what's going on in those places as well.
Yeah, I won't touch too far on it because we are going to talk about it in just a minute here, but I was surprised and not surprised at the same time to see the Russell Wilson news. But anyway, back to Leonard Floyd. We always talk about the pass rush a lot with this team, and he discussed his goals and being a part of it.
Getting my highest amount of sacks in one season. That's my goal. It's always been my goal every season. Yeah.
It's always been his goal. 11 was the highest amount, so he wants to try to surpass that.
Yeah, he wants to get to 11 sacks this year, and I think every single one of us would sign up for it, right?
Yeah,
I mean, like, I'm here for it, dude.
I mean, it'd be the first time. Be the first time we have double digit sacks since Vic Beasley went for 15 and a half in 16, which was, you know, that was done behind a record setting offense because that offense always had a lead, and Vic was able to just pin his ears back and go. And if you go back and you reassess that season based on what his career ended up being, I think it was like three games where 9 of those sacks or 8 of those sacks came in, including one against that a Rams team that he got like 3. And Denver, I think he had 3 too. It would be pretty nice. And can you spread them out? You know, I don't need 6 in one game like my boy Adrian Claiborne had.
I don't care when they come, man. I don't care if they're second chance sacks or the initial move or somebody rolling out of pocket because, and here's why I say I don't care. Blood in the water, let's go. And I'm with you. It's not going to mean as much if you get 5 sacks in one game. I'm with you on that one. But some of the people that are naysayers that look at film and they say, oh, well, you know, he didn't get to the guy in the pocket. It was more of an effort.
Yeah, I don't care about that either.
I don't, like, all right, fine. You know how much I would have loved over the last 2 years, 3 years to have effort sacks against some of the quarterbacks we've played that have hurt us on the run. Jaden Daniels, give me an effort sack on Jaden Daniels. I'm here for that.
The thing with cough.
Yeah, cough. Jaden Daniels, you know, Kyler Murray, Josh Dobbs.
The thing I want him to do is come in big, you know, come in moments when it's needed. If you're up by 25 points and you have, you know, and then after that fact you have three sacks, that's great for the stat sheet, but it doesn't, you know. That's, I want them to be big time moments. Like, and I think we've had some at times. We just haven't had enough.
Always looking for more.